Hey, it's LaShonda Henry here, creator of Sister Sense. And today, this is our first official session inside of Get Unstuck So Your Success Can Stick, my audio series designed to really help you figure out what's blocking you from building your best business life and self online, and what you can do to turn those success blockers into a pathway to your greatness. Okay. So today, our first session, I'm going to talk about what do you do when you say, you know what, I'm all over the place, LaShonda. I've got so many things on my mind, so many things that I want to do that I'm actually trying to do, and I just don't know what's going on. I just feel like I'm all over the place and nothing is happening the way I want it to. I'm spinning my wheels. Have you ever said that? I know I work with a lot of entrepreneurs. I've been working with, I reach thousands of women online, but I've been working with so many women, I can't even tell you the exact number. But this concept of feeling stuck because you're spinning your wheels and you have all of these great things happening simultaneously is something that I can certainly understand. And I want to talk about that today. Okay. So let us begin again in this space where you just kind of brain dump for yourself all the things that you want to do right now, or all the things that you say I'm currently working on. You know, I'll have clients say, well, you know what, LaShonda, I'm trying to do an e-course. I'm trying to launch my book. I've got a clothing line. I want to do speaking engagements. And I wanted to launch all of this yesterday, like literally, like all of these things, I've got my hand in it. Nothing's quite launched yet, or not the way I want it to be. And I'm just like, you know, I don't know what to do. I'm just all over the place. So first, I want you to brain dump for yourself all the things that you say that either you're currently working on or you want to work on. A part of this process is getting out of your head. Okay. You want to get unstuck. You want to get out of your own way. First, you have to get out of your head because it's very crazy. It's very crazy in there. And I can imagine the weight, the elephant that literally feels like is on your shoulders, because you have all of these things in your mind and you can literally see all of these pieces of the puzzle and they're not quite fitting together because they're floating in your mind. And we want to be able to create some calm for you. A part of that process is by literally just taking everything that you say you're currently working on or want to work on, write it down so you can really take a good look at it. Okay. Now, here's one of my favorite terms, and I want you to take it to heart. This is a Sister Sense-ism right here. I want you to understand that it's okay to phase in your greatness. Okay. I'm going to say that one more time. It's okay to phase in your greatness, meaning you don't need to be Oprah yesterday. Okay. You don't need to be your own empire where you're simultaneously launching 15 books, a coaching program, speaking engagements, a website, a clothing line, all in one, because guess what? Nobody starts that way. You have to be able to phase in your greatness. Okay. Now listen, I've got about 15 websites. I've got a ton of websites, and I can real talk tell you at any given day, I'm really kind of focused on maybe one or two of them at a time. Right now, of course, you know, Sister Sense is my baby. That's where everything happens. But I have the BBWO Network. I have Black Writers Connect. I have the parenting blog. I have MSOY Online. I just have a lot of different projects. But at the end of the day, I know that it's all about phasing in my greatness. So yes, I want to do different speaking engagements. And yes, I have like 15 books in my head. But how I'm able to maintain all of this is that I never feel like I have to do everything at one time. I'm actually in the process of working on launching my new retreat, the Sweet Retreats, that's happening very soon. But this is a vision that's been in the making for many a year. You know, I've wanted to do a Caribbean island retreat for a long time. And, you know, it started with me doing small virtual meetups, you know, having opportunities to connect with people online, and then transitioning into a space where I could do social meetups here in North Carolina, and then actually doing my own webinar conference, and then doing a live conference, and then doing mastermind sessions, and then now saying, okay, now I have the funds and I have the community size to be able to do a Caribbean retreat and take 10 ladies to an island. Again, phase in your greatness, okay? I know that you want to be at a certain place and do a certain thing, but it doesn't necessarily mean you have to be there right now, because that's very, very big shoes to fill. And you certainly don't want to find yourself constantly looking at what other people are doing or mentally calculating what you feel you should have been doing before. Because at the end of the day, in order for you to live in your purpose, you have to live in your purpose. You have to actually execute. So if you're in a space where you're stuck because you're not quite doing one thing to your best because you're trying to do 15 different things just to say you're doing 15 different things, that's not the right place to be, okay? We want to see you phase in your greatness. Actually, a couple of weeks ago, I was on Facebook. I follow Tyler Perry quite a bit, and he was showing that he purchased his own production studio, and he said, you know what? I want to thank you all, especially the first 12 people who came out to my show, my first play. And he laughs about it, but he talks about it endearingly and how, you know, he spent so much money and so much time to put on his first play and he barely had 20 people in the seats and half of those people he already knew. And just talking about going from that process to being able to, you know, build his own empire, start his own popular movies, work with Oprah on the OWN network and now have his own production studio. Phase in your greatness. Okay, I want you to be conscious of that. So how does that work? Well, find your focus right now. Real talk, find your focus. Brain dump, like I said, all the things that you say you need to do right now. And what are some things that really you can put on the back burner because you really don't need to do it tomorrow, let alone do it today. Some things that you say, you know what, it's okay if I don't get that done in 3 months, 6 months, or even a year. Because trust me, I have those things that I'm like, okay, yeah, that's not going to get done for another year or two. It's okay. What needs to be top priority? And real talk, for me, top priority is the things that I'm like, okay, really, realistically, a lot of this stuff looks good, but this is what I could get the most amount of profit potential out of in the shortest period of time. This is where I'm like two steps away from finishing. So let me work on this one. This one requires the least amount of expense or time, and I'm almost done. I'm almost at the finish line. So let me bump that up to the priority list and close my eyes on everything else, because everything else is just a distraction right now. So listen, this LaShonda-ism, the Sister Sense-ism, take it to heart. Phase in your greatness. If you feel like you're all over the place, you are in control of you. So sit down, stop bouncing around, brain dump all of the things that are going on, and then pick your priorities. Find your focus. I hope that this audio session as part of the Get Unstuck So Your Success Can Stick session has been helpful to you. I want to make these short and sweet bite-sized nuggets so that you can really just kind of take of it what you will and move from here. The next session I'm going to do is going to be on how you can get unstuck so your success can stick. If you're saying, you know what, I am in a space where my stuff is all over the place. So we just talked about what do you do when you feel like you're all over the place. But what do you do when you feel like your stuff is all over the place? You've got 15 websites, a blog, an Amazon store, a network marketing company. You've got all this stuff and you don't know how to make it clear and consolidated so people can truly get a sense of who you are and in an easy to follow, easy to navigate way. Okay, that's the next session. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.